Philippines President avoids gambling discussion in State of the Nation address. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. delivered his annual State of the Nation address, SONA, on Monday, laying out his administration's priorities across economic recovery, social welfare, foreign policy, and national security. However, a subject that has drawn growing public and legislative interest, online gaming, was notably absent from his speech. Despite increasing calls for tighter restrictions or even a total ban on the domestic online gaming sector, particularly electronic games or e-games, the president did not mention the issue. The omission has drawn attention amid heightened scrutiny of the rapidly expanding e-games market. With industry revenue reaching 51.4 billion Philippine pesos in the first quarter of 2025, amounting to almost 50% of total gross gaming revenue, GGR, nationwide, analysts and lawmakers expected some form of acknowledgement during the president's national address. Yet, the administration opted not to weigh in on the matter at this time, deferring any immediate response to mounting public and political pressure. Policy analyst Marie Antoinette Quayog of Arden Consulting noted that the president's decision to remain silent on online gaming could be interpreted as a calculated move. According to Quayog, this avoidance reflects an intention to allow for further study and data collection before any major policy decisions are made. The absence of a direct policy stance, she emphasized, should not be interpreted as negligence, but as a demonstration of restraint in a contentious policy area that requires careful consideration rather than impulsive action. Quayog argued that premature or emotionally driven decisions have often led to problematic outcomes in other jurisdictions dealing with gaming legislation. She suggested that by refraining from immediate comment, the president is creating space for a more deliberate, evidence-based regulatory framework to emerge. This approach, she explained, shifts the responsibility to Congress and the Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, to engage with the issue through research, consultation, and legislative process. PAGCOR implements new policies. PAGCOR has already begun taking steps in response to the sector's growth and its influence on public life. Most recently, the agency implemented stricter guidelines on the advertisement of online gaming. These new measures include a ban on all out-of-home advertising and time-based restrictions on when gaming ads may appear on television. These changes indicate a regulatory effort to control the public visibility of the sector without resorting to an outright prohibition. Industry representatives have echoed the need for regulation rooted in data and transparency. Several gaming operators have supported initiatives focused on stronger Know Your Customer, KYC, protocols and greater oversight of digital payment methods used to fund gaming accounts. These stakeholders believe that effective governance can mitigate social risks while preserving the economic benefits derived from regulated online gaming activity. In this context, the president's decision not to address the issue directly is being interpreted by some as an effort to avoid politicizing a highly technical matter. Rather than promoting swift legislative action, the administration appears to favor a methodical evaluation led by relevant institutions. The absence of a definitive stance may also serve to encourage broader stakeholder engagement, including from local communities, industry players, and public health advocates. With the executive branch choosing not to set immediate direction, the focus now shifts to Congress and regulatory agencies. Their next steps will likely determine how the country balances the competing interests of economic opportunity, social responsibility, and international best practices in the realm of online gaming.